Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. There's something very powerful that happened within the week that the Lord revealed. I want to talk about it because I want to make you understand faith on a level you have never understood it. Okay? Before I do that, is any questions you want to ask? Anything you might tell me you want? Because I can hold what I got. If you have a question you want to talk about, let me hear the questions, because this has been powerful tonight. Okay.
Okay. For the exercise, and I don't know if I memorized, but you can tell me, right? So you were teaching about the shepherd and not hearing the voices, staying inside. So when you put the question on the floor, just gave us instruction just to talk. We listened. She was our speaker, and I heard everything she said. But afterwards, everything was that, I don't know if I was holding that, because I'm often hearing you saying we should speak what you're saying. Hear the ministry. So I don't know if that's my own law. That's the reason why I'm putting it out there. Because that's what was taught earlier, and maybe I'm just trying to get in your mind. I don't know. I'm putting myself out there. I'm not for sure. Does that make sense? So I'm thinking the conversation should have been, for me, I was like, I don't know if I was, I want to make sure I was a sheep inside, not outside. Does that make sense? I don't mean.
So both of you, she's the one talking, yeah. and you listening.
Yes.
Okay. Now.
I heard what she was saying. It's just afterwards.
Okay.
It's coming up.
When you heard her, here's the question that I was going to ask. Okay? This is the question I was going to ask based upon, because they said they did it. Within those 30 seconds, did you hear a thought to take you away from her for a second?
So initially, when you asked the question, we both said, what should we talk about? We said, Jesus. And then we said, well, he didn't give us any instructions. And so we yield to Sister Sequoia. So whatever she shared, I just yield to that. I didn't mess with anything. We just listened to what she said, right? Do you feel that? Do you feel that? Like, that's all we did. But everything, I'm saying, everything started talking afterwards.
No, I see both of you. And I have it. Yes, go ahead.
So if I could add to that. So before you said go, I know you had not had given us instructions, but I ask anyways to get confirmation. Like, he didn't give us a topic, right? And she said, no, just talk about Jesus. And so when you said go, I said, well, he didn't give us a topic. Let me tell you about my day. And I went on with my day, but the whole time I'm thinking about, well, I didn't listen to her instructions. She told me to talk about Jesus. And they're both like looking, like staring at me. So it's like the whole time I'm talking, I'm thinking, and I hear you, tell Elder Regina, like, I stop before I'm thinking because I'm listening. But I'm like, are you asking, like, what do I say? Because I didn't consider the Lord, like, when I started talking. I just started talking about my day.
But I think that's my law. That's my law. So that's what I'm trying to get clarity. Does that make sense?
Once you iron the little wrinkles out, okay, and you just started, you decide to talk, and you can say, oh, I'm going to talk about my day. Mm-hmm. The key to the exercise had nothing to do with what you talked about. Not at all. The key to the exercise was to see if you could listen to someone 30 seconds without drifting. That was the key to the exercise. When I minister, let me tell you what happens to me. Now, some of you all know that there are times I can pull certain people out at time and pull them out. You know why that happens? Because they are listening to me with energy and strength, and they are drawing me to them. Well, nobody knows that but me and them, unless you know how to do it. I asked somebody one day, how did you, it was Sister Shannon, I said, how did you learn to do that? That was years ago. I asked her, and she said Prophet Denise had taught her how to do it, how to listen like that. It's impossible for you to listen to me with energy, so much so you like this. Your body testifies to how focused you are. But if you laid back, you ain't listening. You ain't listening. Come on. You tired. You can't sit up. That's all right. Because I'm going to hold it. Now, tell me this. When you want someone's attention, do you know how to look at them and focus until they'll look at you? Well, when you start listening to me like that, a miracle gonna happen in the church. It's gonna be a miracle in New Jerusalem that day. The anointing is going through here because it's gonna be a one accord in this place, and we're gonna see God move like we ain't never seen a move in our lives. I mean, Pastor Happy Rose, she listens like that. She doesn't want nobody talking to her while she's listening. Don't. She don't want nobody distracting her. Leave me alone. And especially in a service, when I'm ministering, she does not want anybody talking. Because you want this connection with them. And you feel it. And you learn how to hold that. And it's so much so, you're not thinking trying to get something to happen. You are so caught up in thy words take you. And whatever spirit is in thy word, that's where you go. Then you know the word has spirit in it because it takes you there. Do you think that's new? No. Let me speak to the flesh. If he or she speaks fleshly words to you, do you feel the spirit in them? You can feel the lust in it? Well, you know how. My question is, why don't you feel the spirit of God in the words that I speak to you? Because they are his words. Why? Now, that's how the Lord charges you. Because if you can do it to the flesh, he wants to know why you can't do it to the spirit. That's his question that you have to answer him with. Now, if you can't do it to the flesh nor the spirit, then he'll instruct you. But that's what you got to understand, if that makes sense. But back to you. And I see both your spirits. What are you doing? I just called you. Right. If I call you, you're going to hear me. I'm feeling you. I want you still. Not relaxing. A relaxed stillness puts you to sleep. I'm really talking to you. I don't know if you know. I'm talking to you. I want you to feel. And this is the truth, that your feelings are connected and they appear. You're going to only feel what I feel. That's vulnerability, isn't it? Isn't that vulnerability, women? You only feel what he's feeling because you're vulnerable. Is that true? Give her a mic. I'm not going to say anything. Have faith.
I don't think you're annoying.
Huh?
I know you're annoying.
Come on, clap your hands. Tell her to breathe and relax. Tell her, breathe and relax. Breathe, relax, but not that relax that what you got on. No. When you feel, you're not thinking. You feel with your heart. Okay? I'm going to make contact and touch you. And you, I want to know what you feel, and I'm never going to tell you what you feel because I'm going to pass it. We will be one when you feel what I feel. Tell them what you feel, when you feel, what you feel.
Jesus.
What do you feel?
I just feel this fire that's like just hitting these places in me. It's like it's going down like every gate.
How did you know that?
I just didn't I hate just feel this light just shooting up and down at me.
Don't be afraid. Be healed. Of all your hurt from the day you were born in this world. Be healed. Be reconciled.
God, hate God.
Gee, wow. Now I know that's a miracle. Now that I know. Thank you. Come here, Sister Sikora. Tell me what I'm feeling only by you feeling it. Don't use your mind, it won't help you. Your vulnerability will, though. I know you're supposed to know this.
It is a vulnerability.
Now, what do you feel?
I guess it would be confidence. Like a confidence.
It would certainly do that. I bear you witness it'll do that. It really would. You ever seen light, felt light?
Lightning?
Light. You ever felt light?
No, I don't think so.
Let there be light. Let there be light. God is 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 light. Oh, Jesus. The light of the world. That's your meditation. Light. You should see and hold light. Like a city that sits on a hill that cannot be hid. Light. Light. That everything in your world may see light. Yeah. That should be your meditation. That was good. That was good. Any other question? Yes, I saw some answer. Yes, go ahead. Blue.
Hello. Okay. Thank you for the exercise earlier.
Okay.
It was really good. So going back to that, first of all, got it totally wrong. And once you started going around and people were sharing, you started explaining about how you have spent so much time with yourself, examining yourself and studying yourself. And so in that, and even in the, through the exercise, like I saw myself and how I don't study me. I don't it, like when you were explaining it, it felt like an intensity in which you do it with.
You know.
It felt intense.
Yes.
And so I knew that I don't have that. So my question is, how did you get there? And then when you're studying yourself, are you studying to find the places of death in you? Or are you, like, what?
Every time I teach you, and every time you come in my presence, I have studied myself to be it. Every time I come, I have studied myself to be it. That's why you were, everyone was supposed to keep up and study, because I was constantly moving and still moving. Now, I'll let you feel the intensity by which I do it. Come here. what made me seek the intensity was I was at Riley Hill and this little boy had a tantrum. And mama sent him over there to me. And that little boy, I put him in my arms and held him sitting on the seat. And he started clenching his fists and everything in him got so tight the boy stopped breathing almost. The Lord said, just watch. 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 So I start looking at this little kid with all this energy, angry, but he's afraid to get out of my lap. He's just like this balled up in my lap and will not get out of my lap. But the Lord says, watch him, just watch. I said, how does that little boy gather that much energy to his body is doing this in my lap? I said, I ain't never did that. The quakings that you see come out of my body, I don't make that happen. I don't even try to do it. It's the energy in you that creates the vibrations, like sound. I don't do that. When that comes out of me, I'm not in control of that at all. It's where I am, and it's permeating out like that. It pulsates out like that. But I'm not sitting out trying to mimic that. I don't even try. I don't try to memorize it. There's this intensity that I hit. And when I hit it, it automatically happens. Jesus hit a intensity in the garden he didn't hit when he called Lazarus from the grave. He hit an intensity in that garden that didn't happen when he walked on water. No miracle, anything, nothing hit the intensity of that garden because they said sweat like blood was coming from him. His intensity and focus in him were such magnitude, and he wanted them to see it. He wanted them to watch. They went to sleep because the God of the world had put them to sleep because they didn't have a conscience great enough to stay awake. That's why they sleep. Breathe. Oh. What did you feel?
I felt heat. And then, so at first I was still kind of like in my stance, but once the heat came over me, I guess it was like a relaxation, like I, maybe more so like I was removed. Does that make sense? Because at first I was standing here like holding my hand. Then once the heat came, it was like a relaxation, but like I wasn't in control. Like I wasn't. And then I started quaking.
That was my spirit upon you.
So am I studying myself? That's where I'm supposed to be.
It will be with you. I had to tell you, I was just waiting for you to come back here where everybody else is. It will stay with you. That was an impartation. That was not no moment in night is gone.
Okay.
When you sit, it'll be there.
Okay.
A lot of these services are services of impartations. You don't, nobody has time to try to get this stuff on their own. Iniquity is going crazy. We gotta have some, we gotta have people that are anointed, and the anointing of yesterday ain't enough. Does anybody hear me? The knowledge you knew of the past ain't enough. Because if the knowledge was enough, iniquity wouldn't be abounding. Anytime iniquity abounds, the truth is the knowledge of God has ceased. So we have to hear a word great enough to deal with iniquity and where sin abounds. Grace. You can, this is why I'm serious about the gospel I'm preaching to you. It has to be this. If you're going to be used in this hour, because it's concerning the journey of your soul, and this is a requirement. Because knowledge is power. It's power. But that was good. The impartations, it's a lot of them. Prayer, you may call it prayer, I don't mind, but let me help you. A lot of these things are impartation, and that spirit supposed to remain with you if you stay conscious of it and let it become your meditation until it abides with you. Don't just experience this and go home and forget and you don't feel it no more. No, you almost want somebody to leave you alone for a while until you can immerse in it and it become part of you and one with you. You look at me, you got to understand, all my life, you can't do it like I do it. I can walk out, I don't need a warm up. This is all, this is how I am all the time, whether anybody sees it or not. Because I've exercised myself enough to be like that. I don't care what I do, I'm like this. I don't be shifting. When I was young, yeah, no, not now. I don't care what I put my hands to do, I'm there. I don't do it without being conscious of the Lord. I've trained and exercised myself that whatever I do it conscious of Him. Then you understand whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all. You do that when you are conscious of Him. I don't care what it is. Naturally or spiritually, you will be surprised at how much the Lord will bless you if you do it conscious of Him. It makes a big difference. And when I say conscious of Him, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, right? the spirit of truth that's in your conscience. Exercise. And don't get weary. Exercise. And if the voice tell you ain't nothing happening, tell yourself, I know something happening now. Because if it wasn't nothing happening, you wouldn't have never said nothing to me. Okay? It's got to reveal itself. You will make every spirit in you talk when you exercise what I'm saying. It's going to talk. It cannot stay quiet in you. It's going to speak. It has to. Because it's got to be revealed. Amen. That was good. Sister Barbara, you had something you wanted to say. Was it someone else as well? Oh, you did? Okay, honey. Oh. Okay, go ahead.
You had said about those personalities. And you said they were vile and ugly.
Personality?
Yes.
Yeah, those nasty things.
Yes.
Yeah. Those, they got devils. They devils. In the church, I call them devils. Split personality, split devils. They devils. In the church, they devils. Now, you go to your psychology class and all those people, they can call it all that all the time. No, no. In the church, they devils. Because one day you don't know who you are. The next day you don't know who you are. They're devils. Yes.
Okay, so where I'm at now, where I live at now, I've been there almost 3 years. And this has been this one little man that has said pretty much everything he wants to say to me. And he said it about me to other people. And I didn't talk to him at all. Then I said, let me just sit and see if there's a way I can talk to him and be civil with him, you know, as a human being. So I was sitting there in the lobby one day and I was crocheting. And we struck up a conversation about the crochet. It was a nice conversation. But still on the low, he still says little nasty stuff. So the day I had to get up and go out the house and come back, and I hit them with me. And I'm trying to get in the building. And he's coming out with some man, I don't know who it is, the man spoke, and he said, hey, how you doing? And I said, mm-hmm. And went on down the hall, and as they get out the door, he said, she rude, she don't know how to talk to nobody. And then I heard the other man that lives with me, he said, she just nasty like that all the time. This is one time I went back and addressed the situation. I did. And I spoke to the man, I said, how are you, sir? That's what I said. I said it sarcastically, I did. But I said it. And I said, since I have to basically bow down to people around here, I just want to say, how are you? So I turned to go back, and the man said, I know she and so-and-so talking to me. And I said, I absolutely am talking to you. And he shut right up. His eyes got biggest quarters. He shut right up. And I was wondering, did I deal with that correctly in my personality? What had happened was, I mean, because 2.5 years I figured my cup runneth over. So I'm honestly asking you.
The one thing, as long as I have known you, it isn't but one thing I ever wanted you to do, was to be subject. You fight too many battles. And you're going to find out you got too many you can't fight. And you don't have the faith to believe that the Lord will fight them. Because as long as you keep fighting them, nobody believes that the Lord will fight them. Why not be like the Lord and just keep walking? You fight too many battles. Faith cometh by. Faith cometh by. Faith cometh by. You're not going to respond the way the Lord wants until you start. Nobody is. the releasing of the anointing that's going to be in this hour that I'm going to see before the year is out. Nobody's going to be a partaker that cannot. It's not going to happen. Faith coming by, and you can't teach yourself how to hear. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, Mama Tina and I were sitting here turning over wretchedness, and I was just sharing with her, like, my knowledge of what I've done in this world. I'll say, yeah, I'm wretched because I yielded to this, or I'm wretched because I yielded to that. But I really have not seen the true wretchedness that's within me because of the knowledge that I have that keeps me from seeing really what God is calling wretched in me.
It's not that the things you do know aren't connected to what you don't know. Your conscience is the only thing you have that can do that. Your conscience has to reveal sin. You don't read the Bible and find 10 commandments. Okay, I done broke that one. I done broke that one. I done broke this one. You can't know by law. Your conscience is what reveals how you were born and make you understand that by one man sin entered into the world, and by one man righteousness was came into the world. Your conscience is all you have, but the key is you got to know the truth. Because if the truth is not in your conscience is always going to lie to you and not serve you. So you got to hear. You got to hear. Commit. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Spirit, be healed. Be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed by his stripes. Be healed by his stripes. Be healed by his stripes. Be healed. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Even my spirit confess the power of that prayer. It was the truth concerning the stripes of Jesus to heal our spirit and brokenheartedness so we could believe him. That was the true healing of those stripes. Your body caught the overflow. And I'll do it again, saith the Lord, that the blind may see and know that I'm still a healer. But I want you to know that my stripes went to your spirit where you were broken, where darkness was lurking. And I bared it in my body that your spirit might be healed, that you might serve me. But I'll do it in this realm for those that don't have a conscience to see what you should see, that they might testify that I'm a healer. I will do it in this hour. read.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As we were sitting here, and I've been like listening, I really realized I don't listen well, and I don't want to keep. I don't want to leave here without being able to listen and be able to. Yeah, I just don't want to leave here.
My son, you have done the greatest thing that every man has to do is confess it first. Give him praise. He's got the victory. Everyone has to confess that. The whole need not a physician, only they that are sick. So everyone that thinks they here and okay, the Lord ain't going to come pat you on your shoulder talking about you don't hear. He's not going to contend with you. He's going to go on and let you believe what you want to believe. But you have the victory through your confession. Now, Lord, say, let me hear. What the Spirit said to the church by your Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, that worketh in me. Give him praise. These kind of classes are necessary. They are absolutely necessary. These are the training classes so that what you are taught can take root in you and come up in you. Amen. Amen. Any other questions? Yes, Elder, did you want to say something?
Okay, praise the Lord. So,
praise the Lord.
So I talk a lot, I know. But today, I had a lot of things to do. And I had been saying since Sunday that I said, I gotta go to Bible study tonight. I gotta go to Bible study tonight. I postponed some things that probably I shouldn't have, but I had to be to Bible study tonight. And I think it was Sunday after service, and I was packing up my things, and you came to me, and it was about hearing and listening. Wow. So I talk, I do hear, and I do listen, but now I can hear and I can listen. Clearly.
Thank you. Beautiful testimony. Amen. Yes.
So I want to first confess that I also struggle here, listening. I know that, you know, in the, your, when you minister the gospel and I be there and I honestly be intently, while I'm thinking, I'm intently listening and not laid back, but just basically listening, trying to hear. I know there's something there that's keeping me from hearing. Is in that point, is that maybe because I'm doing it in my own strength and there's no vulnerability there? I mean, because I know that I'm constantly, I feel like that I'm sitting, I'm basically listening, but I know there's something there blocking me from hearing, and I think that's why I struggle.
What might you think that is that's blocking you from hearing? What might you think that is?
I don't know.
You sure? Mm-hmm. What if I told you that was you?
I believe it. I do believe it is me.
That you don't want to hear? How does that make you feel?
I mean, I don't like it. I mean,
yeah,
I struggle. I mean, I do struggle with that because I know that is that me. On?
That's the yellow one. I don't know. They got a color code? I don't know what they got.
I do believe it is me. I mean, because that's something I struggle with. Something that I created. I mean, because I know I don't like it, but I know it's there.
So some man put that in you.
Yes, I believe it.
He ain't got no birth certificate, though.
No.
He don't have a birth certificate.
No.
And he might have one. And you still like him.
I mean, I don't think I like him. I mean, I don't like him. I don't think I like him. I can say that.
Well, Jesus put him to death in Romans 6. Why is he still messing with your heart? He's dead. He is dead. And Jesus is not going to come back and do it again.
No.
Now. Awake. Awake. Adorn yourself after the hidden man. You've got the Holy Ghost. He's in you. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Your heart should be running over with love. And love can't fail. Now, I said all that to say one thing. Faith coming by hearing. Until you start hearing and put more emphasis on hearing than thinking, you won't come out.
But I mean, I have been praying for to hear. I mean, I thought, you know, I...
I can tell you, everybody can tell you how to work out. They can tell you how to go on a diet and lose weight. They can tell you all this stuff. But until you decide to do it, what's going to happen? Please tell me. What's going to happen?
I guess I'm on here.
How many times have you told yourself, I hate that spirit in me? How many times have you said it?
I have said it.
How many times have you said it?
I may not have said it a lot, but I've said it. Because I weep a lot. I weep because I know it's there.
Huh? It's impossible to cry out to the Lord like that and it doesn't go. That's impossible. It can't. It has to be your faith. I've got to make you understand. Don't cry. And faith ain't making it happen. The Lord ain't moving. Now, a poor man did cry. Now, the Lord heard him. Now, do you think you're poor?
I guess in some part of me, I am, because I'm not...
The Lord defines poverty with your spirit, not possessions, because he would tell a rich man he's poor.
And I do believe that. My spirit is poor. I do believe that.
Why did it take you so long to answer me then?
I guess I had to get an understanding what you were saying. That's...
Okay. 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 You graduated with honors.
I did.
Keep the mic close. Keep it real close. Come on, put your hand up closer. There you go, cuz I want to mess with a few things. You graduated with honors, didn't you?
I did.
And some of them classes won't easy, were they?
No.
And you made it through.
Yeah, I did. Struggled. Yeah, but I did.
All them rooms I saw around your neck didn't say struggle. When you put the energy in the Lord, the way you put in what you want, you're going to see a miracle. Yeah. I got to tell all of you, your energy is not balanced. You're not balanced. And the Lord ain't going to wave no magic wand over your head. You got to offset your life. You're not going to have give him and put all in you. Not with this. If you want what I am presenting to you, believe it. Believe it. And faith without works is dead. The Lord has helped us. I pray for all of you. Now, I don't doubt my prayers. But I can't make you believe them. Jesus went to a place as anointed he was and couldn't do nothing. Anybody ever read it besides me? And why couldn't he do something? You sure it was them? Listen, ain't nothing happening to you with unbelief. Nothing. Don't fool yourself. Nothing is happening to anybody with unbelief. Nothing. It can't. Come on, it can't, church. It can't. It can't. That's why you gotta hear. So faith comes. It's nothing in us when we came in this world that could believe the Lord. There was nothing in us that could believe the Lord. Nothing. The Holy Ghost was what he gave us to help us believe. Prior to that, we didn't. We practiced Moses. We loved who we want to, forgave who we want to, put a curse on who we wanted to, and told him God was going to get them. That's Moses. And we had no mercy. That's everyone. Come on. You gotta. I tell you how the Lord's. Let me tell you how the Lord's looking at you. Oh no. I will tell you in simplicity. Don't ever forget it. How much did you chase after what you wanted? Do you chase after the Lord that much? Because until you chase the Lord more than what you chase for what you want, you don't love him enough yet. Now that's a simple one. I know that. You're going to have to offset your little life and all the things you're going to pour your heart in, and you're going to have to offset it by giving yourself to the Lord until there's a coming out of it. You ain't going to give the Lord a little bit. He's waiting for you to offset the way you gave yourself. And you're going to need his help, by the way. Don't try to do it on your own. Tell the Lord, I need your anointing to do this because I can't do it without it. That's your prayer, okay? When you get ready, Lord, I need your prayer. Don't sit for him to levitate you because he ain't going to levitate none of you. You're going to get up and do it. Because he said, he is working in you the will and to do. So all you want to do is be conscious of what he's working in you. Now, what is he working in you? He's working right where I am preaching. Right where I am preaching is where he's working. Now, you can go to the other side if you want to. I know he's working right where I'm preaching, right where I'm revealing, right where I'm teaching. That's where he's working. So you can witness his will and to do of all of his good pleasures right where I'm ministering. Now, I don't know when the next month hit. I have no idea what we will be teaching. I have no idea of what magnitude of the manifestation of the glory of God we'll see. I like that, friend. I just know I'm excited about what God's doing. And I'm so glad that he's revealed my iniquity so I won't die. I'm glad. After a while, you stop this trying to look good in front of somebody when you know the Lord sees. He paid the price. After a while, you say, it ain't about nobody. It's about, this is about me. It's about me now. And I want to tell you, I know he'll do it. Now, I do know that. Now, he'll do it. He'll do it. You ain't too old, and you ain't too young. You got to have some children around here to love it. Yeah, you got some have some that's some been through some things. So they can reach back and tell them how, listen, come on. You don't have to stumble over the same thing I did. Learn from somebody. Learn from somebody. Please learn from somebody. You hearing the gospel, I'm telling you. I tell the Lord the magnitude of the gospel you hear. New Jerusalem. I don't want you sounding like somebody ain't never heard this gospel. I don't want that. Not hearing this. I expect the anointing of this gospel to be on you like it's on me. And if I see anything else, I don't know what it is. That's commitment. That's what I call commitment. And I'm at the place now. I done been young. I done passed through a lot of these ages in here. I ain't about to repeat that no more. And you know what? The Lord don't want us to go through with you. We're going to coach you through it. But I can't go through it with you. Why? We have already gone through it. So we have been taught enough how to get you through it if you're here. Everyone in here is older than somebody. Amen. Surely if you've been here in the ministry, you should know how to talk to somebody that's going through. Do you hear it? What's going to help them overcome is what you gathered when you went through. If you went through and didn't gather nothing, you can't talk to nobody. But if you went through and knew how to gather things, and when you came out, you had some joy, you can coach anybody through and they're going to have your same joy when they come through. That's how it works. That's how it works. Church, I've had an awesome week. And I expect you to have a awesomely. This was, believe it or not, I'm going to pray, thanking the Lord for tonight. Live stream listeners, I'm praying, thanking the Lord for what he's doing in us right now. This was a necessary night, and I'm just grateful with everything that was shared, the experiences, the impartations that took place tonight. Give the Lord praise.